And now, Rachel, let's get some more news headlines.
This is NPR.
Zimbabwe's high court will not order a release of the presidential election results. The opposition lawyer said the court ruled against them today. Here's NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton from Harare.
After a weekend emergency summit of Southern African leaders, Zimbabweans are waiting to find out what goes next. The opposition went to the meeting in Zambia with high hopes that regional leaders would encourage the absent President Robert Mugabe to step down. But their final declaration fell far short of that hope. Instead, the region urged the opposition to respect the election results when they're announced and go into a second round runoff against Mugabe. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe's Electoral Commission has ordered a partial recount of votes in some constituencies, a move opposed by the opposition. The Movement for Democratic Change has vowed to go to court to contest that decision, accusing the authorities of using delaying tactics to tamper with the vote.
NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reporting. 1,300 Iraqi soldiers and police are now out of a job. The Iraqi government fired them over the weekend for deserting or refusing to fight last month in Basra. The government launched a major campaign against Shiite militias there. Many Iraqi government fighters just dropped their weapons and left. At the time, the Iraqi government took harsh criticism of its battle plans. And Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is going to court today. Rowling will testify in a New York courtroom in hopes of blocking the publication of an encyclopedia about the famed Harry Potter series. She sued the creator of a popular website after he announced plans to turn it into a book. The site is an index of spells, potions, characters, and history from the series. Rowling has linked to the site in the past, but says using the content to sell books violates her copyright. An 80s retread topped the box office this weekend. Slasher film remake Prom Night raked in $22.7 million in its debut. Street Kings, a cop drama with Forest Whitaker and Keanu Reeves, opened in second with $12 million. 21 fell to third, taking in $11 million. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.